Greetings and welcome. Thank you for tuning in. This is your show. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and we've added and you along the way, and you've been a big part of the program every day. You are, in fact, you are the one who makes the show what it is. I am Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani, and thank you for tuning in. And we have another topic that we're going to put out there for you today. And Debbie, I think just about everybody is going to have something possibly to say and weigh in on this topic today.
I don't know if we could really get above the two-part conversation on St. Anthony. That just exploded the phones. We need to revisit that. But yes, today I'm sure people will weigh in and have a lot to say about this. And you'll have to think about it for a moment and then call in. So we've titled it, If Time Could Stand Still. If Time Could Stand Still. You know, that special event occasion that, really important time in your life where you just, it feels very, kind of surreal, if you will. And you're thinking about it and praying about it. And you just kind of look up to heaven and say, God, if I can only just stop time right now and keep this moment going forever. Okay. Mm. What would it be? You know, your wedding, maybe a special event in your, a baby being born or, somebody, everybody has unique situations that stand out in their minds and in their hearts that you just wish could have lasted forever. So if time could stand still, what special occasion or event would you have wanted that applied to? Here's the number, 833-288-3986. You're going to have to think about it because it took me a while and then one really came to mind for me.
Hmm. Well, you did a great job of setting that up. So there you go, folks. The phone lines are wide open. Matt Gabensky is on the phones. We have Charles Beery running the controls today and Rich Jesse, our producer, and also on social media. So the number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Again, a moment, an occasion, an event, something in your life. Maybe it was seeing a child graduate from high school or college. Debbie mentioned maybe the birth of a child, your first child maybe. Perhaps it was a wedding. Maybe it was just a moment that you had with God on the beach watching the sun go down or something. You know, think about some very special moment in your life where you could go, if you could go back there and say, Lord, can this just last for a little while longer? That's what we're asking you about today. And I think really everybody has those moments. So what is that for you? 833-288-3986.
And maybe we should share what your special moment or moments are, and I will share as well, because that'll give our listeners time to really process this. This is a little bit deeper than talking about how St. Anthony has helped you find things, because we know how quick St. Anthony is, and he's super, fast to help us find things. So you can remember that real quickly. But these are very deep moments in your life that you may have to really process a little bit before calling in. Oh, I take that back. A couple phone lines are ringing, so you guys are moving quickly. 833-288-3986. So what's your special moment or moments, Jerry?
Well, I had a lot come to mind, as you might imagine, and I'm sure you did too. But really, I really think my graduation from college was special, and I just wish, that could have kind of lasted a little bit longer, that moment, celebrating, kind of soaking that all in. Partly because, almost completely because I had been out of high school for 10 years, and then I affiliated with the Archdiocese of Portland as a seminarian, needed to go to college. I was really afraid. I thought, boy, if I can just get some C's and D's, I'll be happy. And I actually did pretty well in classes and graduated. So that was just a special moment for me. And then, of course, I went on from there to a couple of years in the seminary. But I would have to say probably that walking the stage at my graduation at Franciscan University. What about you?
Wow, that is so interesting. You and I are so much alike. It's really scary. It's scary in a good way. The first one would be when I got my degree in theology, my master's degree in theology. The ceremony we did was absolutely amazing, and I felt, you could just feel the Holy Spirit. You could feel it was part of it was done at in church at Mass, and it was absolutely beautiful. But it was the celebration afterwards. We just never wanted it to end, the whole class. It was a long 3 years, a tough 3 years. We even had some real tragic things happen to some of my classmates. And so it was really tough, but we made it, and we were super excited. We didn't want the day to end. So I think after the graduation ceremony, that was so amazing. And then the celebration that lasted forever. I think we continued on into the evening because we just didn't want it to, we just mm-hmm. didn't want it to finish up. And so that was pretty special for me as well. That's interesting. But I have one that's like, you know, I think a lot of people can relate to. The other one would be when my husband, Marty, proposed to me. I did not realize he was going to propose. We were up north in Prescott, Arizona. It was a beautiful evening. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. We were talking into the early hours of the morning, and the stars were filled. The sky was filled with stars, and there were shooting stars all over the place. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. And he proposed to me, and it was something that we didn't want to end.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet. Well, yeah. Thank God it hasn't ended.
True. But I think about that often. Isn't it funny? Like, can you go back to that exact day and you still feel like, you know, you can almost feel like you were there again?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I've thought about that many times. So, yeah, we were right. many of you have something to share on this topic today. If there was a moment, an event, an occasion in your life when you just wish time could stand still for a little while and take it in even more deeply, 833-288-3986. You can send an email if you'd like, take2@ewtn.com. If you're watching the video stream on Facebook or YouTube, hello to you, and you can post your comments there. take2show.com is the website, and you can text the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response. Put in your first name and your comments. Might be a small data rate depending on your plan, but a lot of ways you can get a hold of us, Debbie, and I think this is going to be an impactful discussion.
Absolutely. So if time could stand still, what special occasion in your life did you wish that for, that you wanted it to just, you know, stay a little longer or maybe stay forever? It was a little slice of heaven, right? Please join us. 833-288-3986. Remember, this is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. It's where we take a fresh look at ourselves and the world around us. So please join us.
So good to have you with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the program. And I want to tell you about EWTN's Vatican Bureau. We are Roman Catholics, and the Holy Father is in Rome, and we all look to Rome for a lot of news and information. And EWTN's Vatican Bureau, through that, you can watch all of the important events, even if you don't have TV access. Using the latest technology, we have made it possible to watch the latest news from the Holy See, all delivered directly to your home via live streams. So you can watch live on EWTN YouTube and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's the EWTN Vatican Bureau. Be sure and plug in to that.
Okay, if you'd like to jump in and share that special moment in your life that you wish could have lasted much longer, we'd love to hear from you. 833-288-3986. And I was sharing the proposal that I received from Marty, so that he actually wrote me a poem. I don't know if I can share that on air. Someday I will, but he actually created a poem for me for his proposal. It was so sweet. But beautiful. Anyway, other people are sharing their stories of how they, were asked, to get married. And that's a beautiful thing. So keep sharing them. Keep them coming. We read everything. take2@ewtn.com.
All right. To your phone calls. Linda is first in Cleveland, a first-time caller listening on The Rock. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the program.
Hi. How are you guys today?
Doing well. Hope you are as well.
We are. We're doing good. Doing well. Good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, when you asked this question, and people have been asked, you know, people ask you that over your lifetime, if you could do that. And 9 times out of 10, I guess I'd say I do not want to go back. I always want to go forward.
Right.
But when you asked that today, that wasn't my initial thought. My initial thought went, I married 38 years with three adult daughters. And I think if I could go back and spend some time, I would go back to when the kids were like in grade school, when they were little, you know, and because life was so much simpler and it was slower. And I truly, truly enjoyed being at home with our girls when they were being raised. So it just seems awful, sentimental now. And I just think because I look at what my grandchildren might be facing, and it kind of makes your heart hurt a little bit because I just feel like when our daughters were little, it was just such a simple, beautiful, it was a joyful time, very joyful, joy-filled. And I kind of think back and say, oh, I would like to stay there a little longer. I'd go back there again. Yeah.
Right. It was simpler. You know, it was simpler. You really could dive into that joy. I totally agree with you, Linda. When you look at videos or pictures of your children, are you taken back to that time? And it just feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it's funny you should say that because we had with our second daughter, Melanie, when she was like in, I'm thinking there may be sixth grade, her class did a little production for Christmas. And I think it was called The Christmas Star. And one of her classmates, very good friends of ours, said, hey, we didn't get a video of that. Can we watch yours? So we lent it to them and they watched it. But I didn't realize that after that little production was video of our Christmas. The girls opening presents, and they were blown away because our Christmas days are even quiet, where they were quiet and the girls would take turns opening their presents, and it was truly laid back. And it's funny because they said, oh my gosh, they couldn't believe it. Their household, I guess, was a little different, but isn't it funny how when we go back and look at those videos are priceless, really? I mean, to relive it. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I just love it. And it's amazing how everybody, you know, how everybody's aged, you know, everybody's matured and everybody's, you know, grown up. And it's when you think about it, it's like a whole nother lifetime, you know, it's just incredible. But I agree with you, Linda, the sense of pure joy and how real it was and genuine and simple and just it really felt, you really could feel, I felt anyway, God's presence. And in this day and age, I think it's a lot more difficult because we have a world that's kind of crashing in on us. And it's really, you know, hard to see those real, like, wholesome moments. They're there. I know they're there. And a lot of families create them. But don't you feel it's just a little bit harder these days?
Yeah, and I think that's why when this question was asked to me today, I thought a little different on it because we just come through almost, it seems like it's coming up on 2 years of a lot of stress and separation and angst and again, right, not everything, because I'm sure there are people that have risen to the occasion, but I think in general, yes, overall, like I said, when I look at the grandkids, I mean, they're being raised in a very loving Catholic home and I'm very grateful for that. But to be honest, we have three daughters and our middle daughter's the married daughter. And to be honest, I think she's the one that I worry, but you know, I guess it is a little bit of that about her and the family the most, because I think that's such a hard life sometimes. I mean, I'm talking now about joys we had, but I look at them and think, man, in order to do it joy filled and still very devoutly Catholic in such a secular world, I think that's a hard row to hoe. And I pray most for them. I really, truly do, because I think it's an uphill battle a lot. Now they've seemed to be able to create that space in their home where the kids are thriving and somewhat, I think they're somewhat like oblivious to a lot what's going on, but maybe that's a good thing, you know, a little bit of salvation of some normalcy there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's interesting you're talking about this, Linda, because I was thinking just today, this morning, about one of my brothers, John, and his wife, Anita. They have 8 kids and I think most of them are, you know, adult kids by now, but I just thought, you know, they had to work really hard, you know, to create, like you said, that loving Catholic environment without, you know, smothering them and sheltering them and letting them go on out into this big bad world. But yeah, it is a different world that we live in right now. So God bless you, and we'll definitely keep all of your family in our prayers, especially your middle daughter with the beautiful kids that they have.
Thank you so much. You guys do a wonderful thing. it's such a need for presence of Catholic radio on the air. We supported the Cleveland Drive, which got to hear you this year. Every year we get to hear your beautiful voice. So thank you for all you guys do for Catholic.
Well, thank you, Linda. Thank you so very much. I know The Rock appreciates it very, very much. They love the support, and they're growing, and that's a wonderful thing. So it's listener-supported radio. And that's another thing, Jerry, real quickly. If your local Catholic radio station comes to you, just like The Rock did with Linda, and said, please, can you support Catholic radio? Please step up and support generously, because we want Catholic radio to thrive, not just survive. We want it to thrive into the future, because our kids and our grandkids, you know, they're going to need it someday. And so it's important to keep it going strong, Jerry.
It is. All right. What are your thoughts? If only time could stand still, do you have a moment, an event, an occasion in your life where you kind of wished that at the time, or maybe you wish right now that it could kind of take you back in time? 833-288-3986. And over to Lisa we go in Detroit. And Lisa, thank you for calling and listening on the iHeartRadio app. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Hi, Jerry and Debbie. I hope I can make it through the call. Mm-hmm. Thank you for taking my call.
You're
if
welcome.
I could just hold the time still, I think it would be the day before my husband passed away. We spent the day together. And there's so many other things you could hold time still. I just wish it would have been a little longer. It was a sudden death and 30 years of marriage and it's just, yeah, that's what I would hold just a little longer. Sorry.
Right. No. So your husband passed last year, so you just passed the one-year anniversary, correct?
Yeah, it was August 16, 2020, yeah. It was, wow. You know, and the day before, we didn't know he was sick. We didn't know anything. And we just spent the day together like usual, and I would just love to just go and hold that time one more time.
Right. Was he a man of faith, Lisa?
Yes. He actually was a Lutheran, grew up Lutheran, and then he came to the church like 12 years before he passed. Beautiful. And he never missed a Mass. He never missed Mass, a Sunday
beautiful.
Mass. And that's what I missed too, going to Mass with him. And we were waiting to retire. And, you know, he was only 59, so it's like,
wow, that's really tough.
Sorry.
And our hearts are breaking. No, our hearts are breaking for you. That is really tough because you had plans, you know, you had dreams for what you guys wanted to do together. But Jerry's going to, you know, you made a comment. Jerry's going to share this because I'm going to leave this part to Jerry because he shares it so beautifully about when you go to Mass, Lisa, and how closely united you are with your husband. I pulled out our prayer book. And we pray for the living and the deceased. I put you in the book. Do you feel comfortable giving us your husband's first name, Lisa?
Oh, yeah, Jeffrey. Jeff, we called him Jeff.
Jeff,
yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Jerry, why don't you share that with Lisa? Because every time you share it and you think about, and when I think about that, it makes me feel so closely united with those that have passed.
Well, it's interesting. We were thinking along the same lines. And yeah, Lisa, you made the comment you missed so many things about Jeff, and we're so very sorry for your loss. And then you mentioned going to Mass with him. But, you know, you still are together at Mass, and I'm sure that you know that. Maybe you can just meditate on that and just let that bring a little bit of, hopefully, peace and comfort and healing into your life. You know, the saints, they're more alive in Christ. Those who have died in Christ are more alive than they were in this life. So you've got that, hopefully, that memory, that consolation, and just knowing that Jeff is right by your side still and probably interceding for you and helping you along the way. You know, you helped to get him into eternity, and now he's, I'm sure, doing everything that he can to help you as well.
Thank you for being there, and thank you for taking my call. Yeah,
well, we've got, like Debbie said, both of you, all of you, your family in our prayer book, and the prayers will start today, and they will continue every single day going forward. So please be assured of that, Lisa, and please do remember us in your prayers if you would be so kind.
I definitely do every day. I go to Blessed Sacrament every day, so it's just in Mass. So I do pray for you guys all the time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And Lisa, you know what? You know something else? And the reason why we did this show is for this exact reason. You know, we have our memories, and our memories are very powerful, and they're ours. And with those memories come emotions that are attached, and, you know, different feelings. And even, you know, we function with our senses, right? So even there might be some things we smell or hear or touch or whatever. But there are memories, and we have them, and you have them with Jeff. And that is so special. Nobody else will have those types of memories. It's you and Jeff. And I love that. And the good Lord knows that. And you know what? I prayed as you were speaking, Lisa, that the good Lord would allow Jeff to hear this conversation. And because I just think that, you know, it's just your heart is so beautiful for your husband. And so thank you for feeling comfortable and sharing this with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your thoughts and everything. Thank you for saying that. And yeah, it's just hard. I have two girls and they miss him, and it's just like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the more you love, the more we feel these emotions and sentiments that you're going through, Lisa. So I think it's a testimony to your beautiful love that you had for Jeff and that he had for you. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Lisa, contact us anytime, okay? We're here for you.
Thank you. I will. Thank you.
Okay. Definitely. You know, loss is really, it's tough, Jerry. It's tough because it hurts so badly. It's like, you know, ripping an appendage off. You know, you just feel like something's just not right, and it's never going to feel right.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Well, the two become one flesh, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, when one passes, and it's inevitably going to happen, you know, one is going to predecease the other. And mm-hmm. in God's plan, only he knows, you know, why it happens the way it does. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Where shall we go?
Well, we've got some social media. Maybe we can get a couple of those in. And then we have, of course, a lot more calls and a line open at 833-288-3986. If only time could stand still. So hang on. If you're on the line there, Paul and Dewan and Diane and Teresa and Mary, we're going to get to all of you. But a couple of social media comments. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Zach emailed in and said, "Dear Jerry and Debbie, I wasn't a Catholic yet, but it was the moment after I confessed all my sins to my first sponsor in a 12-step program. I felt like 100-pound weight was lifted off my back." Wow.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, that must be powerful, Zach. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and on YouTube, we, again, are taking your comments on social media. If you're watching the video stream, you can post there. David M. said, "If I could always be in the state of grace on my knees, receiving the Eucharist mm-hmm. on my tongue at Mary Queen of Peace. God bless everyone." That's from David on YouTube.
Beautiful. And Jennifer says, "The day I was confirmed at my local parish is the day I would stop in time. Besides having my kiddos, it was the best day of my life." Wow. These are really deep, very special God moments, Jerry.
They are. All right. Again, we are going to get to more of your calls. Please be patient. Matt Gabinski is a busy guy today on this program, as is usually the case. And we so appreciate you joining us and participating on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Again, Matt is on the phones. We have Charles Beery on the controls running the board. And Rich Jesse is our producer. The phone number to dial is 833-288-3986. 833-288-3986. 3986. And Debbie, you were right. I mean, looking at the phones right now, and we're going to get back to them in just a couple minutes. This is turning out to be an amazing conversation.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, I should know better. I shouldn't tease anything out there because I just got inundated with text messages saying, "Okay, Debbie, now you have to share the poem." Okay, I'll share it. I didn't even get Marty's permission. I'll share it. Marty said to me, "You make my heart sing. You are my life. And with this ring, will you be my wife?" Isn't that sweet?
Oh, how beautiful. Yeah. Short and sweet.
Yep. And he pulled out a nice ring, so that worked.
Very good. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Again, if you're on the line, hang in there. We're going to go right back to you in a moment. Okay, let's hear what more of you have to say about those special moments, occasions, events in your life when you wish maybe time could stand still for a few more moments. Paul in Braintree, Massachusetts is up next. Paul, thank you for calling the program and for listening on the EWTN app. Welcome to Take Two.
Yes, good day, both of you, my dear friends, Jerry and Debbie. It's a pleasure to speak to you, and I just have to preface by saying that it's the powerful breath of the Holy Spirit that's making this possible, because, as you know, in the Northeast, we have that a powerful storm that's caused havoc around the East Coast, and my workplace, which is about 8 miles south of where I live in Braintree, down on the South Shore from Boston, had a power outage in all areas without power, so had to turn around and go home, and so I'm able to call you to speak to you today, and how blessed, and I just wanted to just share a couple of moments in the last 4 years. I think I've probably alluded to these before on previous shows you've done, and one of them was back in 2018 when I became a lector. Actually, I signed on at the end of 2017, and I was signed masses a few months later, and it just so happened that year, Easter, Holy Week fell in April. And the first mass, and I'll never forget it, the first mass that I ever elected, and I was the narrator of the Passion Gospel on Palm Sunday in my parish in 2018. And it was almost like, if I kind of like equated it to a high school phenom and baseball pitcher who was like 18 years old, and 10 days later he signs a contract, he's pitching in the major. That's how I equated
right.
it to. You know,
right.
We talk about being thrust right into the fire. That's a defining moment, of course, in our faith. Palm Sunday, the beginning of the week that changed the world, the beginning of our our redemption. And there every time we walk with Jesus step by step, it's there, of course. We always do, but of course, that's certainly the defining moment. And the other one I think I might have mentioned a while ago, Debbie, you might recall this, is that back last February, thanks to a little bit of arm twisting, but also some good friends of mine that I've made in my parish, St. Mary of the Assumption Dedham. I am now very happy to be inducted into the Knights of Columbus, and I've been very active with them. About a few weeks ago, I don't know if your husband Marty's council does this, but many of the councils and of the Knights, like on Columbus Day weekend, and we did it a few weeks ago, we were out on a Tootsie Roll drive, and we were raising money for young adults and children with mental disabilities, deficiencies. And we were out there for about 2 hours. It was a beautiful day, a little on the windy side, but I had a whale of a time. And my fellow knight, his first name is Jerry, and he's our insurance agent for our council. Mm-hmm. And it was just fantastic, you know. And of course, I'm looking forward this coming year. And I've been telling people this and asking for prayers. And I'm going to reiterate this. And I'm actively supporting 4 seminarians in my church, and they all are products of Life Teen Ministry. Mm. And we have a phenomenal Life Teen, which is a great apostolate in the church. They really get young people involved. And I'll say one other thing in addition to that after this. The fourth one is actually we undertook him right as the pandemic was starting. His first name is Brian. He's starting his third year of formation. He's doing Theology 1. And he'll be finished his form halfway through his formation when the ordinations take place. The two that we have who are going to be ordained the priesthood, the first names are Deacon Nicholas and Deacon Patrick on May 21st. And then 2 weeks later, Peter will be ordained a transitional deacon. And I'm actively supporting all 4 of them. They're great guys. And I've had people, this woman who's one of my fellow lectors says, she got me crying. She says, Paul, she says, you are just amazing those seminarians are very blessed to have you as a friend. And she brought tears to my eyes when I said it, because we're all the body of Christ, and I know, I pray for priests. They're always at the top of my bucket list, my prayers every day. And I pray so many prayers for priests, especially my favorite one, which is the St. Faustina prayer for priests. And you should get to in the habit of praying that one if you don't already, Jerry and Devin, every other out there.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Paul, great phone call, and God bless you. It's amazing as you're laying out these things. I'm seeing myself, because I'm a lector at my parish. In fact, I'll be reading at Mass tomorrow morning. I'm a Knight of Columbus, 4th degree. We have a seminarian in our parish, and I like to try to help him out a little bit along the way. So, God bless you, and the things that you're doing, proclaiming the Word at Mass, that is so very important. People, I think sometimes we underestimate how important that is to properly proclaim the Word and slowly and in a way that people can understand. And then, of course, supporting the men who are going to be our future priests, that is a priceless gift that you're giving to the church. So I'm right with you on all of those things, Paul, and really congratulate you on all of them. Deb?
Yeah, and I totally would echo that, Paul. And I just want to say, you know what I love about you, Paul? You dive in deeply. And we talk about that a lot on the show, is about if you're going to be Catholic, be, you know, 100% Catholic, you know, dive deeply and embrace everything, and let it enhance your spiritual journey. And that's what it's doing for you, Paul, you know, with the Knights of Columbus and your work with the seminarians and your beautiful ministry as a lector. I mean, I love that about you. And I hope others are listening to Paul right now, because, you know, don't stand on the sidelines. Don't be in the bleachers just looking at the activity happening. Dive in, because the church is, you know, the faithful are the church, right? And that's so important. And I just want to say, Paul, so another connection, just in case you're interested, you talk so nicely and wonderfully about the Life Teen program. And I feel the same way. I was a parishioner and in ministry at the home parish that founded Life Teen in Mesa, Arizona. So I'm very familiar with Life Teen, and a lot of great folks came out of the Life Teen program, continue to do so today. You know, a lot of vocations, a lot of ministry leaders, and it's just a beautiful program. And I agree with you, Paul. They've done great work for many, many years.
Yeah, the final thing with it is that there's, in my immediate neighborhood where I live, there's a house that's about 80 yards away. It's just on the other side of the street. And there are three millennial women that live there as single. They have boyfriends. And I met one of them and talked with her. She's a nurse. And recently I brought some apples over to her, and her name is Taylor, and she was very thankful. And then she had me come in. I says, you know, I says, I love helping younger people out with the gospel. And she lit up, and she said, you know, I know you all have boyfriends. I just like to get together with your housemates and your boyfriends and really talk about how important having a relationship with Jesus Christ is in your life. She said, oh, we could definitely use that, you know, because these young people are in their late 20s and mid 30s. And they need to hear the truth. They, you know, I mean, the secular world and the message that's getting out there of moral relativism and the like is just poisoning their minds. And I can bring that message. And I'm not a seminarian. I'm not a deacon. Mm-hmm. I'm not a priest. But I'm just on fire for the faith. And I'll just sum it up by saying, why am I like this? And I've said this to you before. And as I tell everybody this, it's all because of the Holy Spirit and our Blessed Mother. I just love. Just love That's my right. prayer life, but, you know, so much. I carry my cross well. Jerry, I know you always struggle with suffering, and I've gotten older. I was a terrible at suffering too, but I've gotten older. I'm 66 right now, and I carry my cross very well. And I'll just leave you with this final thought: I have got, the only part of my life that's unfulfilled is having a beautiful, wonderful soulmate who's Catholic. Please pray that I find the woman of my dreams after 19 years since I've been divorced. Please pray for me about that, if you will. Yeah. If you would, I really appreciate it. God bless you.
We will do that, Paul, definitely. And thank you. Yeah, God bless you. We can hear your heart's longing, and may God see that and grant you the desires of your heart. Thanks, Paul, for being such an important part of the Take Two family in today's broadcast. We appreciate it very, very much. 833-288-3986. If only time could stand still. We're going to go next to Mary in Newport Richey, Florida. And Mary is listening to the program today on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Mary. Good to have you with us.
Hi. Thank you. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Thank you. How about you?
I'm good. What I wanted to share was kind of like the previous caller, Lisa. My youngest son had passed away, and if I could go back to freeze time, it would be when I had all three of my kids together. My oldest is away at college. My middle is now 6 years old, and my youngest passed away when he was 19 months. And with my oldest, he isn't able to come home very often to Florida. He's away in Maine, and so the last time I had all three of my boys together, I would like, if I could, to go back then and freeze time and just live that day over and over and over again.
You mean going back in time?
Wow, that must have been really difficult, Mary. Do you feel comfortable sharing your youngest first name?
Oh yes, his name is Max. Oh, Maximus. We call him Max, but I called him Maxie.
Oh. Well, the love of a mother. I mean, you know, it's the hardest thing they say, and you've experienced it, and you are going through it to lose a child. I mean, and so, you know, thank goodness, you know, you have the other two to occupy your thoughts and your time and your heart. But you'll never. I mean, Max is always going to have that special place in your heart because he's part of you. And yeah, that's tough. But you're right. You know, to have all of them together, you know, that you probably think back to those times and you're thinking, wow, this was a little bit of heaven on earth, right?
Right, right. And you never know that that's going to be your last time until it is. And you look back at it and be like, wow, I wish I had known that at the time so that I could have been more present in the moment, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure. Yeah. You know, it's interesting you say that, Mary, because Jerry and I are very big into life coaching. We're certified life coaches, and we have the ministry standtalltoday.com if anybody wants to pursue that. But they talk about that a lot in life skills, about this idea of staying in the moment, because you never know what's going to transpire next, what's going to happen next, right? And so you to really remain in that moment and to give it your all in that present moment. But it's very difficult. You're a mom. You're trying to get things done, right? You're trying to do things. And we're always, as moms and dads, we're always thinking 10 steps ahead, right? And so it's difficult, but you're not alone in that. I think it's a hard practice, but if we can, you know, really try to devote time to staying in the moment, I do think it can benefit us greatly. And, you know, especially like you were just sharing this, you have a real life example of this, Jerry.
Yeah. How long ago did your son pass, Mary? I don't know if you mentioned that or not.
I didn't. It was April the 20th, 2018.
Okay, yeah. Still rather recent, yeah. Well, yeah, we will definitely be lifting you all up in prayer. And I think, Debbie, you had some wise words there. I think these are important things that we kind of learn along the way of life, and we can take those lessons and put them to good use. So Mary, anything else you wanted to add, Mary, before we let you go?
No, just try to put the phones down and pay attention to your littles, because you just never know what could happen. And you know, they can be taken away from you in the blink of an eye, and there's nothing you can do to go back and do things better than, so just put the phones down and love on your babies, even though they're a handful and aggravate you, and, you know.
Oh, I heard that little comment in the background. I don't aggravate you, Mom. I love that. But it's so true. You know, we love our children, right? But there's a lot of work that comes with having kids. And Mary, great advice. And we just love you. And I put you and Max and your boys in our prayer book. And we will continue to pray for your entire family. Okay?
Thank you so much. I know you had a similar loss. So I pray for you as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mary. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. God bless you. Beautiful. This is what Take Two Family is all about. We journey together through the good times and the bad times, right, Jerry?
Yes, indeed. And it looks like with the participation, we're going to have to make a call right now. We're going to get to more of your calls today, but we'll do a part two on this topic tomorrow. Two part twos in 1 week, Debbie. This is really good.
We did that once before. I think it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
We had another week like that.
I think once we did a part three one time.
We did.
That was a couple years ago. But we have more of you to get to right now, and we will go to Dewan in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and she is listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Dewan. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I wanted to just say my story. My special time that I remember was, actually, I was really lost, and I was going to a Baptist church, and I really wasn't feeling like I was being fed God's word, and I just went to get my car registered, and the lady had the Magnificat on her desk who was servicing me, and I asked her what it was, and she just started telling me all about the Catholic faith, and from that, I went to the Catholic church, and I have never felt so whole in God's word as I feel since I've joined the Catholic Church. So for me, that was like the most special moment right now in my life, because I really love the Lord and I just felt like I wasn't getting his message properly. And once I went to the Catholic Church, I feel like they showed me how to use God's word to meet my daily challenges and just giving me something that makes me feel full. I don't care what I'm going through. I now have so much faith that nothing really bothers me the way it used to. So that's my most special moment, is when I was introduced to the Catholic faith.
Wow. That is an amazing story. And if I can ask, first of all, you know, it's our non-Catholic Christian brothers and sisters have a tremendous love of Scripture, as you know, Dewan, and we know. And I'd just be curious if you can kind of add a little bit to that, you know, because the Catholic Church kind of approaches the Scriptures a little bit differently. And in a lot of non-Catholic churches, you know, the preaching is based, you know, around lots of Scripture and so forth. In the Catholic Church, we of course go through the three-year cycles A, B, and C, and through the course over the course of 3 years, we get basically the whole Bible presented to us. But what was it? Was it the preaching? Was it how did that wholeness, that feeling of completeness in the Catholic Church come about for you, especially surrounding Scripture, God's Word?
Well, it came about for me because the thing is, like I said, I love God. My father was a pastor. My mom's a pastor. But I was going to the Baptist church, and I just felt like it was so much more going on than hearing God's word and receiving God's word. It was more of a social gathering. And, I mean, the sermons was great. You know, I would stand up. I would clap. I would cry. But then when I left, I still didn't feel a connection with how to use God's word. And I promise you, the first day I went to the Catholic Church, I was going to join the RCIA classes. I went to the wrong place, so I ended up doing Mass. And just sitting in Mass and seeing how they bring the word to you, it showed me how to use God's word in my daily challenges. Because before, I was hearing the word, but I didn't know what to do with it. But once I started going to the Catholic Church, it just made it so much easier for me to understand what God wanted me to do with his word, because I was really lost and I was having challenges and I didn't know how to deal with them. But once I started going to the Catholic Church and doing the RCIA, I mean, by the retreat, I knew I wanted to be Catholic. I felt like God brought me to this place because he knew my longing to be closer to him. And I never felt closer to him than I did in the Catholic faith. And the thing that's so amazing, the lady that had serviced me, I went back there like 3 times looking for her to thank her, and I never found her. And I just feel like God sent her to me, because in the process of her processing my paperwork, she literally gave me enough information that sent me to where he needed me to be so that I could receive his word and use it and share it with others. And that's the greatest thing now, is I can share God's word with him. I talk to my other friends who are Baptists and stuff, and whenever we go to church, I'm like, oh, so what was the message? Oh, girl, I can't remember. But I can always tell them what our message was, because the way it's brought to me, it stays in me. It isn't something where I hear. It's like, you know, the rocky soil and it's like that parable about the rocky soil. It's like I now am in that soil where I am receiving the word and I'm keeping that word inside of me. I'm not receiving it and don't know what to do with it and end up on rocky soil or thorny soil. So that's how it's been for me. It's just like really fulfilling the parable where I know now I'm on fertile ground.
Yeah. Dewan, welcome home. That is amazing. What a great testimony you just shared, your walk into the Catholic faith. Welcome home. You have embraced it. You have, like I was sharing with Paul, you have just, you know, completely, you're all in, and that's beautiful. And so with that, with this wonderful church of ours, you know, with the sacraments, and like you said, with the rituals and our tradition and how we actually proclaim the word, how we our liturgies, the richness of our liturgies. You captured it. You've got it. It's in your heart. And that's a beautiful thing. Thank you for sharing with us today. You know, our dear friend, Tom Peterson, who started CatholicsComeHome.org, that's the website, Catholics Come Home. There's commercials and stuff. He talks about that a lot, that when people come into the Catholic faith, they feel full. They feel like they're home. They feel like they can feel the richness of Holy Mother Church right away. And you shared that with us today. And we just love you for that. Thank you so much. Don't let this be your last call to us, okay?
Tell you one more thing. I'm sorry. The one thing I want people to understand, too, outside of the fact that the Easter Vigil, oh, my God, it's just a blessing to be able to attend it. But mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, the thing that I love the most about the Catholic Church is I don't care where I'm at. I can go to a Catholic church and I'm still receiving that same message. It's no confusion. It's no difference. And I love that universalness that the Catholic Church gives, because I can be out of this country and I can still know that I'm going to receive that word that God wanted me to send, because there's no confusion. The message doesn't change. The scriptures doesn't change. So that to me, I think, is a big plus, the fact that it's all united. It's not like I go to one and I'm hearing one thing and I go to the next one, I'm hearing. Any Catholic church I go in, I feel full.
Yeah, not just the scriptures that are proclaimed, but the Eucharist as well, Dewan. I'm sure that's a very important part of your life as well. Thank you so much again for the call. We appreciate it very much. And I just really want to use Dewan's call, Debbie, to issue a challenge to all of us, you know, to really engage the scriptures. You know, too often we sit there and we're kind of passive and we maybe let the scriptures go over our heads and really not penetrate and pierce our hearts. But she obviously is talking about how this just helps her, really guides her, you know, day-to-day living. And this is what we need to do too. You know, we all need mm-hmm. to do that. So mm-hmm. I think it's a great, great, maybe a little challenge for all of us to try and do that right. A little bit better.
And I would just say to those that are listening, if you've walked away from the Catholic Church, you know, take another look. You know, come home. Go to CatholicsComeHome.org and see all the resources there and see if you can feel that incredible love and feeling like you belong again and at home and fulfilled, just like Dewan shared. I think her call was amazing. I hope we hear from her again. I hope it's not her last mm-hmm. call to us. So I just would love to have her check in with us from time to time. Jerry, real quickly, may I just add, we're talking more about, you know, the great devotions that we have in our church. Sunday Vespers with Benediction, Sunday night, 6 Eastern time on EWTN television and Radio Essentials. The Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word, as they celebrate Vespers and Benediction of the Blessed Sacrament from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel. Wow, that's powerful.
Okay, really good. We have a full phone line still. We're going to do a part two on this tomorrow. If we don't get to you, you can call back and be put at the head of the line. But we're going to go to Diane in Black River Falls, Wisconsin, listening on Sirius XM 130. And we've got about a minute and a half, if we can go to Diane in Wisconsin.
There we go. Diane.
Hi, Diane. We got very little time, but we wanted to fit you in today. Go ahead.
That's all I have to do. But I want to thank you for your faithful leadership and the time that stands up one of the times is when our 3 children were born. If I could only have that little quiet time to soak in those miracles again and that yearning that I had for 9 months and then to have that, oh, my Lord. But now it's like God is allowing us through the memories of our grandchildren. And mm-hmm. when I go into hospitals, I hear that bell ringing. So, you know, a newborn baby is born or the music. Yeah. And then when I see a newborn baby, it takes me way back. Mm-hmm. And so I just set up to say that miracle was just a continuous. Yeah. So there you go.
Oh, Diane, I'm so glad you called back. We were hoping you were going to call back. Thank you for making that effort. But Diane, I so agree with you. I was in the hospital the pandemic, and I heard those little bells and they played that little jingle when a baby was born. And I burst into tears because I had that same feeling of, you know, that when our miracles were born. I love the way you said that. You just wanted to soak in those miracles again. Diane, beautiful call. I hope others are listening to your message today, Jerry.
Yeah, thank you, Diane, and John, and Joy, and Joanna, and we have others being screened right now. Please, unfortunately, we would love to go on for hours and have this conversation with you. We got to make way for Dr. Ray coming up here in the next couple of minutes, but we will do a part two on this tomorrow. Debbie, I think we were right at the start of the show. We sensed it was going to be an impactful conversation, and it really was, and we look forward to continuing that tomorrow.
Well, we just feel so honored that you would trust us and feel like this is your destination place to share your really deep life moments and journey and everything that's going on in your life. We feel so honored. This is the body of Christ. We're working together. And so all glory to God, Jerry.
Thanks again, Charles, Rich, Matt, Jeff, who's often here as well. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the program. Please keep us in your prayers. Know that you are in our prayers each and every day. And if you didn't get a chance to come up with that special moment, event, or occasion that you wish time could stand still today, you got 24 hours, well, actually about 23 hours and change to give that some reflection and call in. Join us tomorrow here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Until then, we want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day. And St. Joseph, please pray for us. Amen.